Oh, hello. This is KOOP Austin, normally airing now the pilot show, opportunity for new DJs to show their things. Coming up now, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Thank you.
is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Live improvised sound collage happening right in this moment. This moment that you think is this moment. This moment that I think is this moment. They may be the same moment. Things may be contributed on the telephone if this moment is really the same moment that I think is this moment, or within 40 seconds of this moment, because this moment is delayed at least 40 seconds, if not hours or days or years, depending on many things, depending just on what it's depending on. But you can always try calling whatever moment you think this is. You may call 512-472-5667, 512-472-5667, and if it is the moment, your phone call will be placed directly onto the air. You may combine what you are with what this is. When you call up, you may listen on the phone for a little while, and you will be 40 seconds into the future, which is where I am right now. That may help. Then, you may wind up in this. Thank you for listening to this. More information about this program, when it is not airing at this moment, is available at the web address lastever.org. More information is available right here.
General nutrition, Everywhere is this eye watching, and judging you. So that you always feel you're never really by yourself. The old gentleman, observing you and writing notes in his black book. And this became too much for them. It became oppressive. They had to get rid of it. And so instead, we got another myth. The myth of the purely mechanical universe. This was invented at the end of the 18th century. It became increasingly fashionable throughout the course of the 19th century. When I was a
this program was recorded in 1965.
You do not find an intelligent organism living in an unintelligent environment. You do not find an intelligent organism living in an unintelligent
Psyllium hydrophilic mucilloid.
Here is a tree in the garden, and every summer it produces apples. And we call it an apple tree. Because the tree apples. That's what it does. All right. Now here is a solar system inside a galaxy. And one of the peculiarities of this solar system is that at least on the planet Earth, the thing peoples. In just the same way that an apple tree apples. Now maybe 2 million years ago, somebody came from another galaxy in a flying saucer and had a look at the solar system. And they looked it over and shrugged their shoulders and said, just a bunch of rocks. And they went away. Later on, maybe 2 million years later, they came around and they looked at it again and they said, excuse me, we thought it was a bunch of rocks, but it's peopling. And it's alive. After all, it has done something intelligent. Because you see, we grow out of this world in exactly the same way that the apples grow on the apple tree. If evolution means anything, it means that. Thank you.
Are you doing the show?
No, I'm enjoying the show. You're doing the show.
I'm enjoying the show?
I don't know. Are you enjoying?
I think you're doing the show.
Well, now I am.
Are you enjoying doing the show?
I love doing the show.
Have you always enjoyed doing the show?
Ever since I started doing it. Yes.
Are you always doing the show?
Good question. In my mind, I am.
Are you always doing your mind?
Is your mind... always doing my mind?
What is your mind doing?
Too many questions. Okay, A, I'm not on trial here. B, I don't have a B.
Here is an apple.
Arr.
Everything is fine.
I really like that Amy Mann sample you started off the show with.
In reference to the first program done here in the space, geographically
what?
Speaking.
Sorry, what?
Yes, what? Am I on trial? Yes.
No, nobody's on trial here.
This is all a trial run. Later, we get to do it all again the way we really want to.
Damn you and your slippery wordplay, Ken.
I feel appropriately damned. I will damn in all my feelings from this moment forth.
What number did I call to reach you?
I believe you called 512-472-5667.
All right.
Thank you for time traveling.
For doing what?
Am I on trial? Yes.
Time?
Time travel.
Time trials?
Trials.
Tribulation.
Yes.
I gotta go. I got jury duty.
Everyone's number will be up sooner or later.
Talk to you later.
Yes, 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 yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
First of all, in the beginning, there was nothing but gas and rock. And then intelligence happened to arise in it, you know, like a sort of fungus or slime on the top of the whole thing. But we're thinking in a way, you see, that disconnects the intelligence from the rocks. Where there are rocks, watch out. Watch out.
said that Ken's last ever radio extravaganza can be heard again this Thursday night at 11 p.m. This Thursday night at 11 p.m. on this same frequency, but a different station. You can look at the webpage for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, lastever.org, for more information about this Thursday's 11 p.m. Austin and internet show. Or you can listen to the show that is happening now after it has happened. It will be there on that webpage, along with information about the sources that wound up being in the thing, this thing. I don't know yet what they are. You can also listen to the show that happened on Friday, or the show that happened 2 years before that. And you may call in at this moment, 512-472-5667. You will be in this mix. There is no recipe.
Because it has the potentiality of that within. Rocks are not dead. You see, it depends on what kind of attitude you want to take to the world.
You're up. You're here. looking for my instrument.
You are your instrument.
I can find some words from the past, maybe.
These can be words in the present.
The past and the present?
If you are thinking of the past, are you not in the present?
Oh. Only because I'm looking at words that were written in the past.
impression when reading this gospel was that Jesus was in something of a mischievous mood that day.
It's often been said that you may be the only Bible that your neighbor reads.
Today's gospel story is a very familiar one.
Vineyards. Vineyards. When was the last time you spent time in a vineyard?
Sometimes we forget that Jesus was a layman. Appearances can be deceiving. In today's first story, Tobit and Tobias.
The encounter between Mary and Elizabeth, described in today's gospel, is one of the most touching scenes in the New Testament.
The reading of this gospel, my dear good people, reminded me of a very beautiful, a rather charming event.
You will receive a hundredfold in this life and in the next.
Give to God the things that are God.
It occurs three times in the Gospel of Mark.
God of the living, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
My first impression when reading this gospel was that Jesus was in something of a mischievous mood that day.
Ten more minutes of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. 10 more minutes of these telephone callers at 512-472-5667. 10 more minutes. Live improvised sound collage created by this moment. Created in this moment. And trickily enough, available later online at lastever.org, the webpage for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. New live thing also happening this Thursday night. This Thursday night at 11 p.m. on this frequency, 91.7 FM. and listenable online as well.
Say, oh well, fundamentally it's only just a lot of geology. It's a stupidity. And it so happens that there's a kind of a freak comes up in it which we call consciousness. That's an attitude that you take when you want to prove to people that you're a tough guy, that you're realistic, that you face facts, and that you don't indulge in wishful thinking. It's just a matter of role playing. You must be aware of these things. They are fashions in the intellectual world.
transitions. There are transitions all the time. Sometimes I feel the transitions are very noticeable. There are great big seams. It's like a fold. It's like I've taken the paper and I folded it. It's like a choice sometimes, and sometimes you just come to the edge of the page. Well, I do. I mean, not to speak for you. Let Alan Watts speak for you.
On the other hand, if you feel warm-hearted towards the universe, you put it up instead of putting it down.
Oh yeah, so what's happened there, that's 512-472-5667. Ken's lesson, Radio Extravaganza, however, will end in 4 minutes. And will begin in 3 days, 12 hours. It's 11 p.m. Please, please do send me email. Please, something, write back, say something, give something, be something. Send email to ken@counterfolk.com or visit the webpage that you can find by searching for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. And send a message through there. And then I can let you know about other shows, and you can listen to the archives of the past shows, and on and on and on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are. Yes, 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 yes. But we're not allowed to go this loud for much longer. Thank you. Thank you again for listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Again, I encourage you to send me feedback. Send email to ken@counterfolk.com or on the webpage at lastever.org. And please stay tuned to everything you'd like to stay tuned to. My show comes again Thursday night at 11 p.m. on this frequency, and another show comes up right now, right here. Thank you.